Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. If anybody is still unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We've been running Building Fortunes Radio for a super-duper long time, and one of our very first guest hosts was and still is Jody Bear. Jody Bear started as a referral from a friend, and I found out she was a health coach, and I said, that's good to know, because, you know, we'll probably live a little bit longer if we're associated with some health coaches. And I found instantly that she's kind of really, like, on top of her game. She's super energetic. She's got a lot of things going on, and she helps a lot of people. So whether it's with weight loss or health journeys, or she's a business builder person as well. So we started our Building Fortunes Radio journey. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to listen to the previous radio shows. And Jody is spelt with a J-O-D-E-E, no spaces, J-O-D-E-E. But what started to happen is as we explored the opportunities with Jody, we found that besides being a great business builder, she had a lot of opportunities as well. And when COVID happened and a lot of people started to do online meetings, they said, Jody, you know, there's a webcam, you know, we should probably start to use that sort of thing. Maybe I can help you with some of that stuff. And she jumped up on top of that, and she wound up actually being on like Clubhouse. And then all of a sudden she started doing web, you know, podcasts. And then all of a sudden she's like, Peter, guess what? I'm going to be on television. So she had her own television show, and then she became a doctor. You can do a lot of things when the government's locking you down. So she's done a ton of stuff. And then she told me she was working with some people that were like great motivational speakers and authors themselves. So she became a best-selling international author. And then she started to do some of the stuff on her own. So today we're going to talk a little bit about that. But she's a really special person. We're coming up to Independence Day. If there's anybody that's Independence, Jody Bear. But we're coming up to Independence Day. And in addition to everything, being a great mom, she's also like the best grandma. Because she travels to see her granddaughter, like do amazing things as well, and she shares those experiences with us here on Building Fortunes Radio. She'll give you a hint of some of that stuff as well. So besides business, besides a motivational speaker, besides a great coach, best-selling author, international speaker, all that sort of stuff, she's a great person. So Jody, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, and guess who else is a great person? I'm speaking to him because if I didn't have the Peters person in my life, I would not be able to personally share all this pillar knowledge with everything. And, you know, that's kind of like Peter Pecker, Pecker, Peckers. We just all had all those pieces. Isn't that fun? Yeah. I absolutely, when you go to Building Fortunes Radio, ladies and gentlemen, you will find that we're now on page 27. That's what we've documented, what we've created. And I just want to correct you on one thing. I became a doctor. I had the initials after my name, ABD. For those of you that do not know, in the academic world, that means all but dissertation. I finished all my coursework in 1995 on my dissertation, but COVID allowed me the opportunity to actually sit in one place so I could finish my dissertation and defend it. And why do I say this? Because with every obstacle is an opportunity. And I've lived my life like that. With every obstacle is an opportunity for optimism. And then you just can, And that's kind of what I'm saying tonight. The essence of a woman. And for those of you that don't know my voice, I could say, and I want to go back to you, Peter, for just 1 minute, because if it hadn't been for you picking up the phone, I would not be saying, tonight. I wouldn't be saying, I'm so grateful for this opportunity. Our friendship that lasts almost now twice as long as most marriages, because we date back to 2012, for crying out loud. That's 12 years, and the average marriage lasts 7 or 8. So we're going on our second longest than a marriage actually is. This is our business marriage, but it's really true, Peter. You're one of these people, as Les Brown says, what we need in this world is a conscious, mindset and community of heart-centered, servant-driven leaders. That's who you are. And so if you want to know anything about, as we hear the ad in a little bit about humongous ads, humongous classifieds, he's just a humongous person. And Peter, I'm really blessed to have you in my life. And I hope that tonight after these 30 minutes, you will be blessed that there are 40 women, just not me and my voice, that are going to be in your life after tonight. And I am Dr. Jody Baer, known as America's Top Foundational Health Coach. And I have been blessed to say that over 30,000 of my clients in my 4 decades of having a brick-and-mortar traditional practice have lost over 1.1 million pounds of toxic fat loss. But the big thing is they've kept it off foundationally with a 5% recidivism rate. Why? Because it's foundational health coaching. You heard that. It's foundationally what you do, being holistic, not half-listic. And because of that, post-COVID and during COVID, I can say through Dr. Jim Marinakis, my mentor and now my partner with Healthopedia, our newest company and our newest vertical, that I was able to say that over 3,500 of my client patients were remediated, restored, renewed with absolutely no mortalities from our process and procedure with COVID, with our natural remedy. It wasn't the remedy because no surgeries, no drugs, no herbal remedies, no therapies can cure your body. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to say at age 70 and doing with 45 years of this, the body put in the right condition and will heal itself. Those 10 words you take with you tonight, that's what I know. Music was my passion, but it still is. But truly, passion and hope came in the form when I was able to take this baby, this bun in the oven inside of me. And when I went to my first little AT League meeting, because young mothers, if you're out there or expectant mothers, the breast milk is still the best milk. And I, with having no filter whatsoever, and I got a little bit softer with age, but back then in my 20s, I just said at this meeting I went to in Atlanta, hotsy-totsy neighborhood in Buckhead, and even a hotsy-totsy house. And we walked in there, and what did I see to my left in that dining room? Ladies and gentlemen, I saw two food groups, additives and preservatives. And I bellowed out because my voice, being a singer, is loud. I just can't. I'm a small person, loud voice. And I said, so we're putting I was pointing to the dining room, in this. And this woman says, well, if you know so much about it, why don't you do something about it? Then she introduced herself. She was the vice president of the Little AT League International. Oh, only the corporate president will never to sway from a challenge, never to be daunted by anybody's. I did something about it, and I wrote, after I got my certification while I was expecting my oldest, I got my certification as a health coach, and I wrote the nutritional protocols foundationally. Little did I know that I would be doing foundational health spiritually, mental, physical, emotional, financial, and socially then for the next 44 years. But those protocols, I'm honored and humbled to say, are still in the handbook and on the website of Little AT League International by Little Joe D, health coach with one certification. Because when you act on something, and it can be, all those O's, what did I say? There was an obstacle there, wasn't there? There was an opportunity, but I hit it with optimism. That is true independence. Now, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? If we're thinking about the 4th of July and coming up, little did I know that this little health coach would now, looking back, I'm thinking 1 year ago, I published from my dissertation my best-selling in six-time international countries. It went bestseller. The absolute, looking at this book, ladies and gentlemen, if you could see this book right now, it's got coffee stains on it. It's like it's havoc because it's actually become a manual for all in countless courses. Stay tuned, because after we launch our next book in August, before September 1st, there's going to be absolute thanks to you, Peter. Why don't you do something online? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do the online total tutorial platform of the 21 Days to Your Best You, all 21 components, keys to the life of excellence with my coach, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Les Brown, doing the foreword. As he said, you've got to be hungry to get through the obstacles with the opportunity and with optimism. But getting back to 1 year ago in May, that book went, it went international bestseller. Who knew? Because I just decided that I was going to make it an opportunity, that second O. Who knew that 1 year ago in then right during the time, of course, I've always wanted to do one thing right at the top of one other. I got this wild hair, as you know the story about how I had the gold card falling out when I was a young health coach and coaching and being mentored by the iconic Dr. Hulda Clark. This gold card I wrote in March of 1984 that said, I will pen the Eastern medical version of the PDR. For those of you that are not familiar with that, those medical initials, it is the physician's desk records. It's a red book that's in any traditional medical doctor's office, Western medical doctor's office. This card fell out during COVID. It fell out of the notes that I had taken from Dr. Hulda Clark. I was looking for something for another client's young son that was off the rails like mine was then. I found what I was looking for, but I found something brand new. I found a new brand. I found something that I could give, as my mother said to me as she was exiting from this life to the next. She said, Jody, give others hope. This was in 1982. Give others hope the way you've given it to me. And I look at every opportunity in optimism to give others hope again of things that they can do. And the hope was this time with Healthopedia. We created with 40 of the most amazing authors, speakers, motivational people with the foreword by Bernie Siegel, Dr. Bernie Siegel, MD. We created Healthopedia, putting the pieces together in foundational health. It's not half-listic, it's holistic. How did we do this? One page, one story at a time. Looking through this book, it will always make me smile. It was my son, that same oldest son, he goes, Ma, I looked at this book. It's got a hard cover. It looks serious. I said, because I am serious. And we did it with spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, social, and financial. You always learn something. Dr. Jim Naranakis, you will see the Essence of a Woman book coming out. And I think this is really important to say in these tumultuous financial times. As he taught me this last 6 months, he said, Jody, I want to correct you on one thing. He said, actually, it's supposed to be spiritual, then mental, because after your spirit, it gets in your mind, it goes to your body, physical, then emotional. But we switched this one, financial and then social. Why is financial first? Because you can't give socially if your finances aren't straight. And that really has resonated me. And we had 40 authors. What are we doing now? We are going to being, and now we're publishing our second book. You know that last year in September, September 23rd, we were 13 times international bestsellers in 6.5 hours. Actually, it was just 3.5 because Amazon thought we were a bot and they shut us down. As Dr. Jim says, I guess Amazon didn't know the difference between AI, artificial intelligence, and artistic intelligence. We published that last year. We're coming out and we're going to be talking about the essence of a woman to give you a preview as our 6 weeks to bestseller program is coming again. But in all of this, I'm thinking about what you said, Peter, about the essence of a woman. This last week for 5 days, I got to see my oldest granddaughter play in a soccer tournament. It was a regional soccer tournament in Kansas. Did you know it's been hot? I have a preponderance of being cold-blooded. I'm not very big, so I'm always kind of chilly. My sister said on a text, you're finally not cold for the first time in 70 years. Oh, no. The first two games were over 100 degrees in Kansas. Even the air was hot. The artificial turf, when you stood on it, did you ever feel like an inferno? It would just, and you could feel the heat from this would come up like a furnace. I never knew that concrete could be absolutely cooler than the turf. And I said to my granddaughter, just think of this obstacle with the weather. It's only temporary. Isn't that true about an obstacle? They have the opportunity. They came into the semifinals. They lost in the championship round 1-0 with only 30 seconds left to play. But I can say the essence of a woman were those 13-year-old girls. They played their hearts out. And I saw my granddaughter, who plays defense. I don't know anything about soccer, ladies and gentlemen. I was a swim mom. I know that I taught my sons to swim through the wall, not just to it. And I'm kind of learning about this soccer thing, but I know she's one of these defenders that can run the whole way. And I saw her do something that I'll never forget. They were tied 1-1 in the quarterfinals. She took the ball from the left wing, and the last thing I said to her, think of vision. Think of vision. There will be an opportunity. Just keep that optimism there. Those are those oh that we talked about earlier, Peter, and audience. I saw her go from the left corner, and she had an opportunity. She had vision. She had focus. And I saw her. Now, I'm going to brag a little bit. She's got the speed of her mother because her mother was an All-American from Tulane, and she's got the height of her dad at 5'9". And those legs, she looks like a gazelle. She moves so fast, but the ball gets lost in those long legs because her dad is 6'5". But I saw her with vision, purpose, that opportunity, with that optimism was going, I'm going to get through that net, not just to it. And it was like the Red Sea parted. In my mind's eye, I will never forget that. And then she was kind of teary-eyed because they're not going to nationals this year. But the girls that are going to nationals here in Florida are a year older. And I said, there will be another opportunity. Just remember the optimism. Remember that moment. Because we're never going to be this age. We're never going to be this young again is how I want to say it. But that feeling that I had with those girls was truly the essence of a woman. It was that essence of a woman that I could hang on to my granddaughter's hands and say, okay, I know you're sad, but close your eyes. Remember the feeling. And it was that aqua cord energy that goes from the son that I had to now the granddaughters I had. There's a connection with all of it, but it's just not family. And that's what we're going to talk about, Healthopedia, the essence of a woman now, the global movement, after this commercial break. Thank you, Peter.
Excellent. I love hearing your story about your granddaughter. And it's so fun to hear it. And I know it's disappointing that you can't go all the way, but the reality is what a great story. So we'll be right back. Everybody's listening to buildingfortuneradio.com/Joe D.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.NetworkLeads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with health coach, doctor, best-selling author. You just named it an excellent grandma, Jody Bear. Jody, I don't know if you mentioned it. I was probably distracted by some of the details when you were given, but you're a grandma down here in Florida, and this granddaughter is way up somewhere else. So you flew to see her wherever she is. I think you said she's in Michigan for this.
We met in Kansas because something that I've always known about my sons, we've been travelers, and this has nothing to do with this story, but it's really funny because we always have a saying, and we had a saying before COVID, that if I talk to my sons, it wasn't how are you, but it's where are you? Because there was one time, you talk about that synchronicity, Peter. This is totally a side story, but it reminded me of this because we were in Atlanta Airport. You know, it's kind of a large, kind of little airport, you know, not a regional airport. We were stuck. The weather came up. I knew that everybody was flying that day. I got a call from my oldest son. I said, are you stuck? He said, yeah. I said, where are you? And he goes, I'm on Concourse B. You know, they're like 795,000 all the way to F in the Atlanta airport. He said, I'm on Concourse B. I said, interesting. I'm sitting here on my briefcase. I'm in Concourse D. No sooner than 2 minutes later, the phone rang. And that's when we actually called on the phones a little more than we texted. It was my youngest son. And I said, you stuck to it. I said, where are you? And he says, I'm on Concourse A. I said, meet your mom at D. And we had a two-hour dinner together because the airport was always closed. Why do I say this? Because what did I say? Obstacles. That was that airport shutting down. There's always an opportunity. If you keep it optimistic, you never know what kind of blessing will unfold. I mean, really, in life. And I know it's so true. And so I wanted to kind of give you, where are we in this? You will see all kinds of information flooding as we're taking Independence Day, a long weekend, whatever. You will see social media, and I never say this at the beginning, but I am going to be now. With Facebook, you will find my personal page, Bear, B-A-E-R, Robert Jodee, J-O-D-E-E. You know, this thing called Facebook, they just decided to deplatform me a year ago. Obstacle, well, we just created another opportunity, and we have three Facebook pages now. Please go like and follow Healthopedia, spelled H-E-A-L-T-H-A-P-E-D-I-A, and I've created a public figure page, Dr. Jody Bear. I would love it if you would do this as a way of that obstacle that those of you that are listening out, just like and follow and share this, because getting a certain benchmark will allow me to then StreamYard, will allow my TV shows to go back onto Facebook. But, you know, irregardless, we are on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is Healthopedia365, and on Instagram, it's Health Coach Jody, like Peter said, or Healthopedia365. All health coaching from our 40 authors. For the next 40, we're going to bring on here Healthopedia365. Please share our posts. Why? Because you're going to hear something amazing. You see, with women, and we don't talk about that much. I think with women, we think about women who are women? Well, we women are somebody special. You think about there are five, as I said, the five races. And women are a little over half of the population, but not much. You know, 8 billion people, there are 3.9 billion that are women. The female population breaks it down like this. Actually, this is from 2022. I've heard that the statistics that the Asian population is now larger than the Caucasian population. It matters not. 35 and 35. There are 15% of African American women. Latinas are 11.5% and 0.5% of Native American women. Why is this important? Because I think in this new globe that we did, this global economy, that we're looking at us being one. As I was speaking, and Peter knows that I was speaking in Dubai and all of this, I actually did a keynote, and it was for an African Women's Association. And it was a big la-di-da thing. And I was the only non-African American or African woman in the group. And I pulled out a marshmallow. I really did. Why? Because I stood out in the crowd. Why? Because that speech, I took the chocolate to make a s'more. And then we put a coating on it with the sandwich of a graham cracker crust. Why? Because we need to protect and melt and mend into one. That's the greatest sandwich ever. If you haven't had a s'more, that's why they call them s'mores. But what did I say in the speech? Because I was so in, even last month, and so much more now, into the essence of a woman. The essence of a woman, we all bleed the same. It's men and women. But women are more emotional about it. We have an emotion a minute. Men have an emotion a month. And we love you for it, men. But we all bleed. We all have pain. We all have sorrow. We have joy. We have passion, ecstasy, fear, optimism, all these. It matters what the color of our skin. We all bleed the same. And that's truly what an essence of a woman is. That when we come in this global movement, who knew, Peter, when I went to retire and then unretire, COVID, and then we have this thing that, oh, well, I've never done anything more than an email. COVID hits, and I'm thinking, oh, you've got to do something about this. And everybody said yes. Who knew what a critical part that you would have to play, Peter Mingles? I want to honor you. You know, who knew that you would? You're such a champion for all of us. Here in Little Howie in the Hills, we have one caution light. There are 875 people that live in my little town. But this book is represented by 12 countries. It is a global movement. We all know that Her Royal Highness Princess Dr. Maradian Ogalana, the UN ambassador from Nigeria, is in our book. She is the founder of what we call the African Women's Health Project International. Germany is there, Mexico, Belize, the UK, Australia, also Croatia, also Colombia, and Panama. And, of course, the good old USSA, you know, or that was a little tongue-in-cheek. That was a Freudian slip. I won't do that again. USA, essence of a woman, that global movement, the essence of a woman, unleash the feminine soul. The pictures you will see is a phoenix rising up from the ashes. That power of the phoenix, that's the woman that gets stuff done, is that feminine soul of the masculine energy. And the firebird, the feminine side, is the part that lets us be nourishing. We need both. And every person, no matter what, has that aqua cord energy. My son has a male gene from his dad and a female gene from his mom. He just ended up being a guy. That's how genetics works. I just gave you a real quick story. But thinking about us all being one, like that marshmallow with the s'more, and then we put the crust on the graham cracker crust, what can you expect from this author journey? 40 authors again. Why the number 40? Because it's a foundational number of stability. If we can have stability in this world, we will all be independent. We will have gone through those obstacles to opportunity, have optimism. The stories range in these stories, and they're all, you're going to think, oh, this is depressing. No, because in this book, just like Healthopedia Foundations, there are action steps. 40 authors, that's why we call it Healthopedia 365 on our YouTube channel. You can go into Healthopedia Foundations, and yes, it's all over Amazon. It's still number one and number two, almost a year later, in two very difficult classifications on Amazon. Pick yourself up a copy. Get a Kindle. Get one for a friend. Because there are 360 action steps. Why? Because then that takes you around the circle, around the sun. You do one a day, you will be better in health than you are today, then down the road, a year from now, than you are today. The same with women. So think about the women that you know in the world. We have 7 women that have gone through abortions, 7 women that have had failed marriages, 2 women that watched their spouses die, amazing emotional, physical, mental breakdowns. Mine is about my physical breakdown, trying to be a mother and a father to my 2 young sons, and I collapsed on the kitchen floor. A woman in a white robe, and the next thing I knew, I was in the ambulance because I was doing too much. Every woman will get hope from thinking, how can I do less and be more? If you want to know the rest of the story, ladies and gentlemen, you got to buy the book, all right? Emotional, physical, and mental breakdowns. 4 women being raped, assaulted, battered, and abused. 14 near-fatal accidents and 9 near-fatal illnesses. It says, I'm not getting that book. That's depressing. Oh, no, 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 no. These women tell their story, how they got it through it. So, ladies, you can do. When you look at these 6, these 9 categories, you know a woman that falls into these categories. Because right now in this world, we might all try to have faith, but without faith and only having faith and having it only without hope is not living. This book will give them hope. This book will give them a way. And it's like I've said, these stories really come alive. We have laughed. We have cried. I will personally say that I have done the visionary first edit, and I have done the polish and finish on every single story. It's been a daunting task, but I want to feel these women in our book and in the fingers of my computer, and I feel it. We say that I am she and she is me. We are all, ladies, mirrors of each other. You've heard me say that I'm honored and humbled that Dr. Khalilah Camacho Ali, Muhammad Ali's wife, is in our book. Everyone else has 2,500 words. Dr. Khalilah has 5,500, only because she tells the story from faith and forgiveness. She married him as her first, as the first wife, and she married Muhammad Ali at the end of his life, faith and forgiveness. But she tells the true story when he was a conscientious objector. He wanted to go into the army, but he loved his faith more than his service of country. You hear the story of how a woman having a 2-year-old daughter and a set of twins was his trainer. Khalilah was his trainer for 3 years. That's the essence of a woman. You hear Dr. Princess Maradian Ogolana telling how she came from Nigeria. She found out through her ancestry, I'm a princess, and a princess can do more. And she worked herself way just from the bottom to the top to the president of Nigeria in her hometown. And now she's a UN ambassador. And there's a new A-lister on the block that I haven't talked about. Actress, acclaimed actress, Grammy nominee, and New York Times bestselling author, comedian Tiffany Haddish. We're having a real girl's trip with this book. That is for sure. And her story of how she was in foster care, and they were ready to put her in juvenile detention. Somebody believed in her enough. And she said, you're not going. If you can make that, go and take this course at the Laugh Factory. Because somebody saw her gift, that her way of healing herself was making these foster kids laugh. She said, if I can make these foster kids laugh, I can make anyone laugh. These are these stories. Who do you know? You know a woman in her pain. Perhaps it will make a difference. Would you like to be the vessel that will unlock and unleash her feminine soul? I believe you can be, and you will be. You can go, and yes, this is a self-unabashed way that I am promoting as a shameless self-promoter, because I'm being very optimistic. Our goal is to sell 100 million pre-sales, and I believe we will do it with your help and passing it on, because it is the essence of a woman book. You will find it on a banner within the next 24 hours on Peter Mingle's, all of his banners, everywhere he is. But you'll also find it where? You'll find it on just the landing page, The Essence of a Woman book. Why do I say this? Because until we launch, half of our proceeds are going to two really fine charities. One is Dr. Khalila Ali's Feeding the Hungry and Homeless Children of the inner city of Miami, next to New York City. Miami inner city has more, more impoverished children per capita than any other place in the United States. Who knew? I didn't know until I met Dr. Khalila. And also, I'm very happy to be aligned with an organization called Illuminate. Illuminate is an organization that combats human trafficking. That's a really big deal. That's a big deal for me, because if you don't think that human trafficking, ladies and gentlemen, is a problem, you're living under a rock, all right? It's just what we're doing. And if we can just throw a chair off the Titanic and make a little bit of a difference, and that's what I want to do. But we can do it together, because every dollar will count. Remember those 3.5 billion women? Give on behalf of those 3.5 billion women. Think about what will make a difference for that woman, so that she can hear that I don't have to go through this abortion alone. I don't have to go through this failed marriage or whatever is failed in my life. Because we write, and I'm going to just share a little bit, but once again, you got to buy the book. I want to share these 40 women together. We wrote for the woman too tired to even think about cooking, so she ordered a pizza for her family. We write for the woman who maybe can't even get out of bed in the morning. We write for the woman who is crying her tears and stays in the shower just a little longer so no one has to see. We write for the woman who just wants to get in a pair of skinny jeans again without a muffin top. We write for the woman who just wants to be happy again, wants to know what it feels like to be young again. We write for the woman who wants to give back to society just one more time. We write for the woman who wants to feel the love of just one more hug from someone who really cares. I am she. I am me. We write for the woman who is you. We are 3.9 billion women. We are the essence of a woman. I am she. She is me. Unleash the feminine soul for the power of the universe. Thank you, Peter.
Excellent. We're going to make sure that this is available for replays as well. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to hear this all over again. Jody, thanks for the message. Good luck with the book. Just incredible stuff. I really appreciate you sharing the stuff with your granddaughter. And the chapters of this book is going to be incredible. So can't wait. I can't wait. And I know we've had some of your guests on already. Can't wait to hear some of their stories. We'll make sure that we provide this as a platform for Essence of a Woman. There we go.
Peter,
perfect.
Peter, do we have just one more minute? I will say next
Absolutely.
Week.
It's
our guest is Kathy Vergara. She's a nurse practitioner, and she runs a rejuvenating health clinic up in Ocala, and she runs that's their national office. Is Ocala, Florida. They've got 9 offices. But this young lady overcame blindness and deafness and rubella syndrome that they said she was mentally handicapped to become a nurse practitioner. That is one story you have got to hear. But what I can say is, Peter, once again, thank you for saying, because we got together with an obstacle. We've made it an opportunity, but it is truly, truly your optimism and your vision that's given us this platform. Thank you, Peter, because don't think we left the ladies behind. Guess what? The third book is going to be Real Men Are Aware, Ladies Before Gentlemen. Thank you, Peter.
There we go. Excellent. Okay, good. And everybody have a happy fourth. Stay safe. We'll see everybody next week on Building.
Oh, but guess what we're going to do?
You've been listening to Building.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Okay. Because it's just like there's always a song for country western, correct? Marina McIntyre is like, let freedom ring, let the wild heart sing. We're going to sing freedom, make it ring in, because we will still remain and be the USA, not the USSA. Just saying. Now I'm back to you.
There we go. Perfect. Okay, good. We'll see everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.